The early childhood development centers in Obongi district are battling with learner retention challenges due to feeding bottlenecks. According to the locals, the early childhood development centers have continued to register a reduction in the number of learners reporting to school. Some parents have opted to relocate their children back home in South Sudan, while others are engaging the learners in garden work in their settlements. Joseph Jurua reports.
Following the food ration cut by the World Food Programme for all the refugees under the category of 3, many refugee-led early childhood development centres in Palorinya refugee settlement have continued to struggle to sustain the learners at school. The development follows the decision to serve food to only new arrivals and households in the categories of 1 and 2 respectively. This has led to school dropout of learners from all levels of learning. Imun Bokui, translated as God is with us, community ECD in Palorinya, the situation is not any different. Betty Pony, one of the teachers of Ngunugokui Early Childhood Development Center, explained that the school had greatly impacted the learning of the children from the age of 3 to 8 before the challenge of feeding emerged. Pony, however, explained that the reduction on the food rations has greatly affected the learner turn up to school.
Sometimes parents cannot send their children for the center. They used to tell us that if they are taking them, there is nothing that they can eat, so they have to go and eat. Sometimes children will be still in the center. Sometimes they can come halfway naked. The food on the shop is not shut. If you ask them, why are you coming like this, they close it, not worse.
The office of the Prime Minister, OPM Settlement Commandant of Palorinya Refugee Settlement in Obongi District, Cesar Atiku, noted that the cut in the food rations has greatly impacted the education system of the children in the settlement, with many parents opting to engage the learners in garden works and other activities. Atiku also highlighted that there has been a rise in child-headed families and women-headed families in the settlement. Atiku noted that the partners have been encouraged to train the communities to embrace backyard farming to supplement on the feeding gaps.
The impact on learning and what happened has been that because of lack of food, parents prefer taking their children along with them to the garden to go and dig to look for survival, as opposed to sending these kids. They go to school, they come back, there's no food, and then they study there, they will not go. Some parents, they leave these kids here and they also go back to the country of origin. All this has had an impact on enrollment, retention and completion. As I speak now, there's a high rate of school corporate partners that support intervention in early childhood care. We have always advised them that, look, instead of providing porridge or flour or maize flour, these centers engage them in school gardening and an approach that has worked. We've seen it work.
According to Roy Chandia, the Early Childhood Development Programs Manager of Labe in Obongi District, intervention through community sensitization from Labe to the centers has helped improve the sustainability of the centers in Obongi District.
Food rations that have cut affected the children's enrollment and attendance at the HLCs. But this one happened because there was no sustainable plan. But when Labe came in and said, "These, you are the owners of this center, what can you do for the children?" They are able to have a plan. They started by contributing maize grain, which they use as a portion, and then later on, they now went into group enterprise of maize and so on. This has made the children to keep the learning sessions, which happen weekly at the home learning centers.